This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Okay, all right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ba'd. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. Wahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. ربنا زدنا علما يا كريم. Welcome back, inshallah, to our first class that we will be doing, inshallah, in a series of many classes. And the purpose of this class is obviously that we want to be able to understand the Quran completely. In Arabic language, with the help of certain tools and techniques that we'll be using. Those of you that are online, you can actually join the class, but it's more of an in-person class. You can benefit from the lessons, stuff like that, inshallah. What you have in front of you is the juz that we're going to be using. This is the word-to-word juz. I will explain to you how this works in a bit. We'll go together on this together. So we can put this aside for now. If you're going to use this for your notes, please go ahead. There, every page has an empty page, so you can always use empty pages to take notes. So as you flip, there's always an empty page for notes, inshallah. So we're going to start with Surah Al-Fatiha. And Surah Al-Fatiha is the opening of the Quran. But before we actually get into the opening of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, about Quran, why is it necessary for us? Allah says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم. O people, O nation, i.e. human beings, أيها الناس, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِدَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an ample reminder has come to you. مَوْعِدَة is something that is great reminder. There is nothing else that you need more than this. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. And whatever we harbor inside of our chests, all the negativity that we have, everything, bad thoughts, whatever, it is a cure for all of that that is in our hearts. In our chests. وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And it is a guidance and it is a mercy for the believers. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Prophet قُلْ, O Prophet of Allah, say to the community, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ, by the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, and in his mercy, and with his mercy, فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. This is what we should be happy about. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. It is better than all that we amass and we accumulate in this world. From dunya. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَةِ. So it's the fadl of Allah. وَرَحْمَتِهِ, His mercy. فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. This is something that is a very joyous occasion for us. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. It is better than that which we accumulate. So, khulasa of what we talked about last week and today was that when we come to recite the Quran, what is the maqsad? Hamare Quran padhne ka, to recite the Quran, what is the maqsad of the Quran? First purpose of the Quran, and this is something you guys can write if you want. The first maqsad of Quran is that we are learning this so that we can practice. We can put Quran in amal. We are not just learning it because, you know, inshallah, we'll be, you know, now we can understand the Quran so we can, you know, argue better with our opponent in our viewpoints and now I'll have more dalils. Or we're not doing it because I may be called, I will have some form of superiority in a gathering. Rather, the main purpose is amal. As the Sahabas, they used to say, that one of us would learn 10 ayat. And they would learn the ma'naha. So they were Arabs, but they would learn the actual meaning. What this ayat, these verses mean. then we would not move on to the next 10 until we had implemented whatever we had learned in their lives. So amal, to practice upon these ayat, is the first purpose. Number two is Quran is a source of hidayah. Right? When we come to the Quran, Quran will guide us. It will give us directions. Do this, don't do this. Number three, when we recite the Quran, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends on us. We become worthy of Allah's rahmah. Number four, it is a source of light and guidance in this dunya as well as in our qabr. And lastly, on the day of mahshar, when we are all going to be gathered, on that day, it is going to be a source of light for us on the sirat. We will be, with this Quran, we will be supported and it will enable us to cross sirat easily. So it is for amal, it is for hidayah, it is rahmah, it is light in dunya in our qabr, and on the day of hashar and on pul sirat, that, you know, the bridge of sirat, it becomes a source of light for us. Quran is also a source of barakah, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says kitab mubarak, it's mubarak, and this barakah that we get from the Quran is in a form of hidayah, in the form of abundance of ilm, in a form of everything that, like, you know, fiha kullu shay'in. Allah's like, in it, everything that you are going to need is mentioned in it. You will have everything in it. And it is also a source of shifa. It's also a source of great shifa for us. Now, Surah Al-Fatiha, there's going to be some introductions that we will do about Surah Al-Fatiha, inshallah, collectively. Just give me one second here. I need to open a different tab for it. Why did this thing close? Is your Wi-Fi working? Is your Wi-Fi working? Okay. I am connected.
Yours not working?
No. I will try logging, I guess. Okay, it's fine. I'll just turn it off and turn it back on. It's cold, that's good. This way you don't go to sleep. And you can bring a chadar next time so that, you know, you feel... Inshallah, definitely. You can use mine for now. I'm not cold at all. I'm feeling very hot. Sorry, I had to restart. It's why is it? Maybe because you're streaming, it's very slow. They may have a very slow internet. What's the speed?
It's good. It's not bad, but it's usable.
Sorry, guys. I should have tested this before. Why is... It's like the app is just bouncing and not going anywhere. I just did that. No, I think he's good. He doesn't have any issues. Mine is the one that is... 8 seconds. It's... continue. I got it. The thing is, the file is 400 MB. I didn't know that was such a big file. Okay, Bismillah. Here we go. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over here we have Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha is, according to the Mufassirun, what's the number of the Surah of Surah Al-Fatiha? in Revelation. Fifth, and there's also somebody corrected me. They're like, there's also fourth. I'm like, yeah, there's also fourth. I mean, it can be fourth or fifth. We don't have to fight over this. Okay, it has lots of names. Surah Al-Fatiha has a lot of names. Okay, tell me some of the names that you know. Okay, that's a very good start. Okay. Ummul Kitab. There's nine names for it. Al-Fatiha. Uske baad Fatihatul Kitab. Then Ummul Quran. Right? Then Ummul Kitab. Then Sab' al-Mathani, the seven most repeated verses. Then Al-Quran al-Azim. Then Surah Al-Hamd. Then Surah Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then the next one is Shifa.
Surah Al-Shifa.
Yeah, Surah Al-Shifa. Okay. Surah Al-Shifa. And again, those are, and then also Surah As-Salah. That's actually nine. And number 10 is, I just remembered, there's also Surah Ar-Ruqya. The Surah of Ruqya. Okay. Now, again, since this is not a detailed tafsir, for each one there is a hadith.
What about Umm
Salah? No, Umm Salah is not there. Why do you say that?
Because Fatiha is just...
No, مَنْ لَمْ يَقْرَأْ أُمُّ الْكِتَابَ فَلَا صَلَاةَ لَهُ. Okay, I know where you're coming from. Okay, Surah Al-Ruqya. For example, why is it Surah Al-Ruqya? Just a story about that. Each one has one of the stories about Surah Al-Ruqya is that the Sahabas were out in a desert. So one of the women from a village, she came to the people and said, all of our men from the village, they have all gone. No, but we don't have any men. And there's one person, one man that was left behind to take care of us. He has become sick. I don't remember exactly what happened to his sickness. Something was wrong with his leg. So, is there anybody who can recite them? You know, put your hand and recite some Quran or some dua to cure him. So one of the person says, I'll do it. So he went. So the narrator who's narrating, he said, amongst us, we never knew him. Like, you know, he's a guy who can do dham sham. Like, you know, where does this guy get up? And he went. He did the dham. This person got cured. And in reward, he was the leader of the tribe and he was old. So he gave that person 30 goats. And he fed milk to everybody. After when all of this happened, his friends were like, مَا عَرَفْنَاكَ بِالْرُقْيَةِ And we don't know that you were like, you know, you used to do ruqya. He said, all I know is this is Surah Al-Ruqya. So I believed in it. And I said, you know, if Prophet ﷺ said it is Surah Al-Ruqya, then it is going to be ruqya. So I put my hand on it and with full yaqeen, I recited Surah Al-Fatiha and the person got cured. Okay. So it has so many benefits that we cannot even enumerate. Okay. So these are the different names of Surah Al-Fatiha. The maqsad, the purpose of the surah, every surah has a maqsad. Is one purpose of the surah, which is kamal al-ubudiyya lahu wahdahu. That we absolutely submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely. That's the ultimate purpose of Surah Al-Fatiha. It came to tell you and to me and to educate you and to me that this surah, the ultimate purpose is we must learn to absolutely submit to Allah in all circumstances of our lives. Now, Surah Al-Fatiha, again, has lot of fada'il. It has lots of fada'il. What are fada'il?
Benefits.
Okay. Number one, it is the best surah of the Quran. أفضل السورة. It's the best surah of the Quran. Anybody who recites it is guaranteed shifa. Guaranteed shifa. Number three, anybody who recites this, his dua is accepted. Why is that? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once sitting with Jibreel alayhi salam. And the hadith mentions that they heard a loud bang in the sky. So Jibreel alayhi salam and Prophet ﷺ both looked up, but Jibreel alayhi salam could see what happened. So he said, this is a door that has been opened, and this door has never been opened before. From this day before, this door has never been opened. And from there is an angel that is coming towards us. This angel has never entered earth. This is his first entry. And he comes to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, glad tidings to you, O Prophet. For verily you have been given a treasure from underneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a treasure the likes of which no Nabi has been given. Nurain, you've been given two lights in another narration. Abshir bi Nurain, you have been given two lights. Surah Al-Fatiha and the last ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. Right? And that is why some of the scholars used to say that these are the two ayat from the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha as well as the last of Surah Al-Baqarah. Yes, those are gifts from Allah, but they were actually revealed by a different angel. The entire Quran came through Jibreel alayhi salam, but those two were the special things that came through a special angel in the presence of Jibreel alayhi salam. Right? Because of this hadith. And then he said, the angel, whosoever recites this Surah Al-Fatiha, his dua is going to be accepted. That is why you might have seen sometimes, right? It's usually, you know, in India, in Pakistan, in certain places, in Egypt, you'll see that, you know, when they're done that, then be like Al-Fatiha. They will end their dua with Al-Fatiha. It is out of following this hadith that their dua is going to be accepted. Okay? And lastly, according to a majority of the scholars, without Surah Al-Fatiha, your salah is not accepted. As I told you the hadith, مَنْ لَمْ يَقْرَأْ أُمُّ الْكِتَابَ فَلَا صَلَاةَ لَهُ. That whosoever does not recite Surah Al-Fatiha in the salah, he has no salah. As a matter of fact, you can recite the entire Quran in salah from Surah Al-Baqarah until قُلْ أَوْزُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ and miss Surah Al-Fatiha, your salah is not going to be accepted. You can miss the entire Quran and just recite Surah Al-Fatiha in Qiyam and your salah is accepted. Okay. So Surah Al-Fatiha begins. Now, the way we're going to have the session is going to have three sections. Section number one is going to be where we're going to recite together, Tajweed. Because Quran is from Qara'a Yaqra'u and it is all about Qira'a, it is all about to recite. And we have to be able to recite in order for us to be able to benefit from it. So there's going to be an element of recitation. And there's going to be an element of word-to-word of the Qur'an. And then lastly, there is going to be an element of the tafsir of that. Okay? So we'll do the repetition together first, and then we'll get into this, inshallah. What you have in front of you is the juz. These are juz that we got from they're from Al-Huda, and they've done a beautiful job in terms of for the students of Quran for them to be able to actually benefit from this, inshallah. The guide is very simple, so I don't think I need to go over the guide. You can go over the guide yourself, but you'll be able to see certain aspects of it. It's pretty obvious. It's self-explanatory. When there's a tense change, they have some. When there's pronouns, you'll see them highlighted in bold. Qala, he said, or they said, right? So you'll see all of these things. It's better that you guys read it together. It's very simple. I will go over these concepts anyways, but if you go over this small little explanation, you'll be able to understand this better, inshallah, bi-idhnillah. For example, anything is in parentheses, it's an addition. It's not part of the Quran. So if they've added something so that it makes sense in English, they will put it in parentheses. They'll put it in a bracket. You know, for example, وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ those who came, because in English, in Arabic, وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ is understood. Those before them. But for us, we have to be able to do it in English. So you have to add the word came. That's the only way our brain is going to make sense of it. Okay?
But any other form of relation except the relation? So this is one.
Any, sorry?
The relation to...
That's the only one. Everything else came from. And that's why I said some scholars say, because of this hadith, that this was brought. And the rest of the scholars, they said, no, it was brought. He spoke to Prophet ﷺ about it, and then he gave it to Jibreel alayhi salam to convey it to Prophet ﷺ. Yeah, it came, Jibreel alayhi salam, all of that. This one is special. Okay? Okay, and now if you look at the juz itself, it is pretty self-explanatory. You have all your pages over here. These are empty pages for notes. These are over here your the Quran that we're going to be reciting. We'll start off our session. What time is it? 10:23. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
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 الحمد لله.
الحمد لله.
الحمد لله.
الحمد لله.
الحمد لله رب بالعالمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله رب بالعالمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الرحمن الرحيم.
الرحمن الرحيم.
الرحمن الرحيم.
الرحمن الرحيم.
الرحمن الرحيم.
الرحمن الرحيم.
مالك يوم الدين.
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 أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن
الحمد لله رب العالمين
الحمد لله رب العالمين
الرحمن الرحيم
الرحمن الرحيم
مالك يوم الدين
مالك يوم الدين
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين
الحمد لله رب العالمين
الرحمن الرحيم
الرحمن الرحيم
مالك يوم الدين
مالك يوم الدين
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين
الحمد لله رب العالمين
الرحمن الرحيم
الرحمن الرحيم
مالك يوم الدين
مالك يوم الدين
Jameel. So the idea is going to be that we will practice together, and inshallah, when you all go home, all of us have some form of an app that has repeat function in it. Those of you that don't know what this app is, maybe you or Hanifa can tell them. Shamir or Hanifa can tell you exactly how to do it. But most and the qaris that you should use is either Khalil al-Husri. You can make a note of that, or Sheikh Abdullah Basfar. Those are the two qaris that if you recite to them, with them, they have very clear pronunciation, so it becomes very easy for us to be able to understand, inshallah, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Jameel. So, and then obviously next week when we come, just an FYI for everybody, inshallah. So the intention is that in order for us to benefit fully from this class, from next week we'll have groups, which means that, you know, the class will start around 7:45 or after Maghrib, but you should come here by 7:30 so we can all sit together and we can practice our tajweed as well as recite to one another the sabak that we have done. Then as we start the class, the first part of the class is going to be, since we're a small group, I can listen to each person, ayah, 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 correct you individually, and then also listen to the translation. So the translation, we'll get to that and what we have to do together, inshallah. Now is the translation part. I will do the translation first. Then we are going to do a quick word analysis, what this word is. So hopefully we can start developing a sense of Arabic language together. And then the last part is going to be the tafsir of it, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off. And whenever we start off the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, right? إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا. Shaitan is your enemy. So make sure that you treat him like an enemy. Just like coronavirus was our enemy. We learned how to treat the virus as our enemy. Right? We put on masks, we put on sanitizers everywhere, they're gone now. But every, like, it was just, oh my God, It's going to hurt us. Are you sick? Have you tested? Right? We were treating even our best friends like enemies. If we like, oh, I hear a cough. Is that a cough? Is that a cough coming there? Wait a minute. No. You stay away 6 feet, man. Don't get close to me. I don't want to die. So we literally saw the entire world come to a halt because somebody sold us the idea that coronavirus is our enemy. Okay? So whether it was our enemy or not, that's a different debate. That's not the debate for today. But we learned that when we believe that something is going to harm us extrinsically, then we're willing to compromise every single thing about our life. Similarly, Allah says, "Inna shaytan lakum aduwan." Allah says, "Shaytan is your open enemy." فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Why don't you take him? Take him like your enemy. What's his main claim? إِنَّمَا يَدْعُو لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. His main claim is, listen to me, follow me in a very friendly manner. He doesn't come to you like an enemy. So that we, لِيَكُونُوا, so that we become from أَصْحَابُ السَّعِيرِ. We become the people or the dwellers of a blazing fire. Right? That's his purpose. And then Allah also says that whenever you start the Quran, right? فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ what? From who? We seek refuge
from the shaitan
in Allah. So we, oh Allah, we're coming in your refuge from the shaitan. So أعوذ بالله is the beginning. Every single time that when we are going to start Quran, the first thing that shaitan wants to do is to distract us. Right? Right now, as I started, right? The phone kept buzzing and buzzing and buzzing and buzzing. It's on don't disturb, but people have figured out that if you call twice, then it crosses don't disturb. Right? And then don't disturb. And then I picked it up. I'm like, oh man, like, why is this person calling me now? And then it because shaitan went to that person, said, oh, you need something for, this is the time for him. This is what he does. They're like, listen, we have to distract this person. We have to distract everybody from studying the Quran. Okay. So protection from shaitan is necessary. How does this protection begins? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala So we start off by saying, A'udhu. A'udhu, I seek refuge. A'udhu, I seek refuge. Billahi in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Min, from or against. I seek refuge in Allah against who? Against the shaytan. Ash-shaytan, which is the name of shaytan, which is a sifa. What's his actual name? Iblis. Shaytan is an attribute of him, right? Shaytan, ash-shaytan, ar-rajim, the stoned or the outcast. Okay, the one that is rajim. Rajim is, you know, that act of rajim, to throw stones, and he's the outcast. When animal is coming to you to throw something so that you just shoo, just get away from me, right? And what is he away from? Definitely, but he's away from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, a'udhu, I seek refuge, billahi in Allah, min against ash-shaytan, the shaytan, ar-rajim, the outcast, the stoned is the actual meaning of it. Bismillah, bis with the name, the word ba, bismi with the name. There are two words here, ba and ism. And that alif of the ism was dropped and it became bism. Okay? Bismi with the name. Allahi of Allah. Ar-Rahman, the extremely merciful. Ar-Rahim, the ever merciful. Alhamdu, all praise. Lillahi, for Allah. There's multiple meanings for Lillahi. It's due to Allah. It is for Allah. It is for Allah alone. Either of the meanings that are here. Rabb. And the reason we're not translating Rabb is because Rabb is an entire concept. You cannot translate it to God. Rabb is a concept. There is no word that we're going to be able to better understand. Then we certain words, we'll leave it as is. Rabb, and then you will understand the concept of Rabb. Rabb, al-alameen, of the worlds. Ar-Rahman, the extremely merciful. Ar-Rahim, the ever merciful. Maliki, sovereign. Yawm, of day. Ad-Din, of the repayment. He is the sovereign of the day of the repayment. Okay? So we'll stop over here in terms of meanings. We'll speed up later, but I think slowly we want to be able to understand all the things that are happening. Now, let's go into the word analysis. A'udhu, the root word of A'udhu is what? So all words in Arabic language, the majority of them, they come from three roots or origin words. Okay, there are three root words or three origin words. So they'll be like ba, for example, malik, mim, lam, kaf. From that is malik, from that is mulk, kingdom, malik, king, mulu. So you'll have three words. And there are different variations based on certain grammatical rules that transform the words into different meanings. But the original meaning is found in every word. Three letters, sorry. You like three words. Yeah, three letters. Sorry, my bad. Three letters. So, three huruf. Okay, they're made out of three huruf or three letters. So, a'udhu, what are the letters of a'udhu? Ain, wow, zal. Okay, tell me another name with something that has a'udhu. Another word, na'udhu. We seek refuge. Okay, na'udhu billah. What else?
I'm not sure if it's a word, but ista'astu.
Huh? Ista'astu. I sought refuge in the past. Okay, so a'udhu, that's the root word. Billahi, ba, the word ba in the Arabic language has 17 meanings. Majority of the time, ba is going to be the meaning of with or in. But it could also mean sabab, ba as-sababiyya, because of, right? Because of. Fabima aghwaytani, because of you let me astray, shaitan tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right, so that ba is because. So there are 17 meanings, and as depending on the context, you're able to pick up those different meanings. But majority of the time, you are safe to say that the meaning is going to be with or in. Allahi is Allah. The word Allah, the root word is what?
Ilah.
Hamza, lam, ha. Aliha, that is the root word of it. Aliha means to amaze. Something that is amazing. And the amazement of that being submits, makes you submit to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ilah. Everything that he creates is so amazing. And when we look at his creation, we are left with no choice but to submit, to worship him. Min, from, or against. These are called, you know, where there are things in Arabic language, right? Prepositions and all of these. But there are very few in the Arabic language, right? This is one of those. Okay.
The root word can be Hamza also.
Hamza or Hamza of what?
No. So Hamza can be one of the root letter, being the root word or
Hamza Alif, yeah.
Okay.
Aliha. Hamza, yeah. It's huruf illa. Hamza can be there, waw can be there, ya can be there, right? But they have different rules, so we're not gonna get into that. Ash-shaytan. What's the root word of shaitan? Shatan. Shatana. Shatana means something that is away, something that is distance, something that is far away. Okay? Shatan. Okay? Ar-rajim. The root word is? Rajam. The root word is rajam. Okay? Why is it important? Because if we're able to recognize the root words, then we're able to, over time, we'll be able to guess the predominant meaning, even if we don't know the exact formulation of that word, the conjugation of that word, if we're not able to understand, يرجمون ترجم. What does it mean? But you'll be like, it's to do with رجم. So you'll have an idea about it. Okay. And it will come in handy later. بسم الله با with اسم name الله الله الرحمن الرحمن. What's the root word? رحيم. رحيم. What's the root word of رحيم? رحيم. رحيم. What is a رحيم? The womb of the mother, right? And what's the womb of the mother? A place of mercy and rahma, where we all took birth and eventually we came out in this world. So ar-Rahman, this ar-Rahman is just, you don't need to worry about what the grammar is, but anytime you hear these type of sounds, fu'lan, ar-Rahman, burhan, furqan, rahman, when you hear these type of sounds, generally there's exaggeration. The meaning is being expanded. And it's also technically being expanded in our mouths. Rahman. Right? So when you hear these type of sounds, something that gets elongated like that and ends with a noon type of thing, just get an idea that the meaning is going to expand. So it's Rahma, but it's a lot of Rahma. Right? And similarly, when it ends with Eel, Rahim, Haleem. Okay? So that also creates an exaggeration in the meaning. Okay? Rahman is higher degree, Rahim is of a lower degree. But both have an element of exaggeration. Okay. Alhamdu. Alif Lam. Yes.
What's the difference between Rahman
and... We're going to get into that. For now, we're just going to get into the root words. Okay. Alhamdu. The word Alhamdu, Alif Lam, is... the meaning the or all. Okay. Alif Lam has five different meanings in the Arabic language. It could be for istighraq. It could be, istighraq means that the entirety of hamd, all praise belongs to Allah. It could also be for lam of ahd, the last thing you can think of, right? The black fridge, right? Without pointing, the one that is here. Is when we walk out and we're having a conversation outside, we say, you know, the black fridge. I don't need to point to it. It's going to be this fridge that's going to come to your mind, the first. So Alif Lam is going to come with majority of meanings. The predominant meaning for this one is going to be the or all. And as other meanings come, they come. The word hamd, right? Hamd in the Arabic language comes for praise. Okay, and hamd is a praise that has two elements in it. A praise which has mahabba and ta'zeem. A praise that has love and veneration attached in it. Whereas madh, which is also praise, not necessarily have to have love and respect and honor attached in it. That's the primary difference between madh and hamd, amongst other differences. Hamd. Hamd. So Ahmad is the root word from hamd. The most praised, which is the superlative degree. Ahmad, the most praised. Akbar, the greatest.
Muhammad.
Sorry?
Muhammad
is like Ahmad. It's the same root word. Right? Muhammad is the same root word. Lillahi, for Allah. Rabb. The root word of Rabb is what? Ra-ba-ba. Rabb. Rabb basically means something... someone that takes a particular object or thing or a creation from minimal, like where there's almost you are a creator of it, but not only just the creator, you took that creator and you took that creation and you took care of it until it reached perfection, or you created something or you initiated something and you worked on it until it came to creation. Now the word Rabb has three elements in it. It has element of khalq, takhliq. It has the element of ownership, mulk. You also, a Rabb also owns.
Rabbul Bayt.
The woman in general in the past, you see, the woman they used to be called Rabbatul Bayt. Okay? The owner of the houses. Okay? And they also have the element of tasarruf ya tadbir. They're able to go left, go right. They have control over that thing. So three things: creation, sovereignty or some element of dominionship, dominion over that creation, plus i.e. you are taking care of it from sustenance, from food, from decisions about that person's life or that individual's life or that creation's life. All of that combined gives you the element of Rabb. Okay? And the tarbiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Rabb comes from the root word of Rabb, Rababa, tarbiyah. The word tarbiyah also comes from the same word. Okay? Tarbiyah is also from the right word. So for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two types of tarbiyah. There is the aam tarbiyah, which is for everyone. For example, He created you, He created me, He created the believers, He created the non-believers, He created the animals, He created all of that. He created the rizq for us, He created food for us. Whether we are obedient to Him or disobedient to Him, the food comes to us. This is aam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabb, and He has the aam, like He takes care of the entire khalq, min lutfihi, from His subtleness and generosity. Allah is latifum, He's latif. He doesn't, remember Allah says, if I start coming down and start taking everybody, not physically coming down, but if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts taking people, in taking them an account of what they were doing, there will be nothing left on this earth. Nothing that actually walks on this earth that puts its feet on the ground will survive. Okay. The second tarbiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something called, it's the special tarbiyah khassa, right? It's the special care that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides to an individual to guide him. So Allah has guided you. Allah has guided me. Alhamdulillah, we all pray. Alhamdulillah, we all understand. At least have a connection with the deen. This is Allah's special tarbiyah for you. This could be because of your heart. It could be because of your parents. It could be because of whatever. But that is tarbiyah khasa. He chose us to be Muslims. That is special inayah, special care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us. Al-alameen. Rabb is, the word Rabb in general can be used for a Malik. It can be, in the Quran it's used for, Yusuf alayhi salam uses it for his master. Can be used for anyone. But in this context, it is used for... It's not like a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Rabbatul Bayt, yeah. Al-alameen. The root word is what? Alam. Ayn, lam, meem. Ayn, lam, meem. Okay?
The root... Ulama comes from the same root word.
Yes, ulama comes from the same root word. Okay? Ilm comes from the same root word. Okay, root word is the same, but it's, again, let's not get into the grammar here. It's alam, ilm, you know, all of that. But the root is ayn, lam, meem. Okay, and alam, there are two worlds. Okay, when the jama comes as alameen, then it means Allah is only talking about uqala. Allah is talking about intellectual beings. When the jama, well, the plural, comes as awalim, awalim. You don't use that in the Quran, but if in Arabic awalim, then it means the rest of the world, i.e., غير عاقل, in things that are not intellectual in their thing. Al-alamin, al-Rahman, al-Rahim. We have already covered that. There is one juz you can grab from there. Maliki, master. Maliki is master. And the root word is meem, lam, kaf. Malik, king. Mulk, kingdom, mulk. And many of these words, if you speak Urdu, you have a lot of advantage, right? Some of the words, maybe also you're in, you know, in Tamil or in Malayalam, maybe the same, I don't know. But I know definitely there's nothing overlaps from Urdu to Malayalam because they're like all different words. I don't know about Tamil. Same probably. Yeah, same. Right? Maliki, the master or the sovereign. Yawm, day, ad-deen, the repayment. Ad-deen, the root word of deen is?
Danna.
Danna. Dhanna. I like that. That's a new word. Never come across that. Dhanna. Usse se dhanno. You know, jai gaadi ko kehte the na? Like Karachi, you know, I don't know if you say that, but mostly Indians, they say to a car, for example, if the car, they're like, you know, meri dhanno, like the gaadi. So, I have no idea where that's from. Okay, I know the reference now. That's the hadith. It comes from. So, ad-deen, repayment. Usi se aata hai deen. Same word is deen, debt. Right? Deen, deen, all of that. So we'll get into that, but I just want you guys to start having the understanding of the. Trust me, all these words are going to repeat so many times that you guys are going to stop telling me about it. So we'll get into these, but for now, I want every time we do the sabak for us to be able to start getting, and then slowly, slowly, I'll start asking you. So I won't tell you, we'll be like, okay, tell me the root word of this, tell me the root word of this, because we're trying to develop the acumen of recognizing root words. This is easy for now, but it gets difficult. Okay? All right.
Can you tell us like one difficult word?
Jahmadishun.
No, from the Quran.
Waliyatalattaf.
Latif? No. Waliyatalattaf?
Is that two words?
Fasayfikahumullah.
Allah will suffice.
I know Allah will suffice, yes, but what's the root word? Good. Kafa. All right. Jameel. All right, let's begin our. What time is it? So we'll do the tafsir part, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off. The surah, Suratul Fatiha, it is called Fatihatul Kitab. It is the opening of the Kitab. And it is one of the most blessed surahs, and as we have mentioned before. Now, every time we start the Quran, we start with A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem because of the hadith and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A'udhu Billah, I seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. From Shaitan, the one that is distance, Shaitan. It's its name, Ar-Rajim, the stone or the outcast. The reason we have to seek refuge from Shaitan, because he has promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will sit on every path that is going to lead Banu Adam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will sit on that path. And there is no path that leads a person back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala faster and sooner than the path of the Quran. So Quran is the shaitan's biggest, it's like, you know, what was that thing that Superman was always afraid of? Kryptonite. This is the kryptonite. Quran is the kryptonite of shaitan. So if a person adorns themselves with Quran, it's like you have the kryptonite and shaitan can't affect you. So what he wants is he wants to make sure that you never, ever, ever get close to this. Okay? That is why you will find lots of people giving tons of excuses. Especially when it comes to Quran. Especially when it comes to, you'll see that. Oh, Sheikh, I don't know. Oh, this, oh, that, oh, this. I got like six, seven messages. Oh, this happened. Oh, that happened. Oh, you know what, Sheikh? I feel very, you know, tajweed. There's going to be other people. Like every excuse in the world you can think of, Quran is shaitan is going to come. And they're going to say, you know, you can't go to the class because, you know, you'll have to do this. You can't go to the class because of this. Second, he is going to make sure that he distracts you with every he'll throw every, and watch, as you are becoming the students of the Quran, his attacks are going to only intensify. He's going to make sure that somehow he ensures that you never actually get to the point where you can actually understand the kalam of Allah. Because when you understand that, then it's game end for him. Because every time you're going to go in salah, you're going to hear the qari recite, you're going to be like, oh, I have been reminded. Okay? Unless it's a heedless heart, and may Allah protect us from that. So, A'udhu Billah, we seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan. Now, why refuge from Allah? Why refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sorry. Why should we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Okay. 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 What else?
Because when the shaitan made dua to Allah that, you know, Allah can't have permission that he's going to weigh with the insan, and Allah said, like, grant you permission, but on the same effect, every time my slave does over, I'm going to forgive.
Beautiful. Right? Allah's refuge is the most sacred refuge. If Allah takes care of a person, right? In Urdu, there's a saying, jise Allah rakhe, use kaun chakhe, right? If Allah keeps you, if Allah preserves you, then who's going to be able to come and do anything to you? No one. Okay? So Allah's refuge, there is no refuge in the world that is more stronger, more powerful, more everlasting than the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we put ourselves in His refuge, in His hirz, in His protection, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also takes care of us. And it's also a subtle indication that, oh Allah, we're about to start this Quran of yours. We don't have any power. This is your kitab. I have at least made the intention, but without you protecting me from the elements of this world, I will not be able to actually benefit from this. Next, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off Surah Al-Fatiha. Yes.
Wait, shaytan is only one, right? The lot of shaytan,
why
it is not?
Shayateen is plural, shaytan is one.
Yeah, but why?
Because it is one shaytan, Iblis. Okay.
So everyone.
If you control that, then everybody else is in control. If you get the leader, then everybody else is in control. Ash-shaytan. Ash-da-shaytan. The-shaytan, Iblis. Right? Because his job is to send all the disciples after you. But if Allah controls him, anybody else that he sends after you from him is not going to come to you. They're not going to be able to reach you.
This is not the shaitan or malak they are telling, right? It attacks to you. Like one shaitan and one...
That shaitan is being controlled. Like, think of shaitan like Iblis, and he has all of these tentacles, all these shaitans. But if you control the main source, like if you control the nucleus, the rest becomes paralyzed. They don't have no effect on you. Bismillah. Bismillah is part of the, it's part of this particular surah. Okay? There is an ikhtilaf on this. Some of the Pakistani Qurans, you'll see that they will have Bismillah as a separate. It's not, they don't consider Bismillah as part of the ayah, but the majority, part of the Surah Al-Fatiha, but the majority opinion is that it is part of Surah Al-Fatiha, and it is at the beginning of every single surah except Surah Al-Tawbah, okay? Except Surah Al-Tawbah. We start with Bismillah. The benefits of Bismillah are numerous, enormous. I mean, there are so many benefits of Bismillah that if we sit there and start talking about Bismillah, but quickly we'll talk about it. Now, firstly, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in itself barakah, right? Just this person says Allah, Allah. Just saying Allah, that itself is a source of barakah, His name. Number two, starting with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Ismullah, it also is a source of protection for us, right? How does the word of Imam Nawawi begin? Right? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Right? أقول على نفسي وعلى ديني. I say on myself, on my family, on my children, ألف ألف بسمillah. Imam Nawawi used to say, I say on my family, on my children, on my friends, on my وعلى أديانهم, on their religions and the religions of my friends, and all of that, I say on all of that, ألف ألف بسمillah, 1,000,000 بسمillahs. Because he understood the power of Bismillah. It's a source of massive protection. The Salafus Salihin, they used to use Bismillah as a weapon. Today we don't feel that, but it's a very powerful weapon. And once you put yourself in that protection of Bismillah, then nothing else can harm you. Okay? Bismillah. Some of the places where we should recite Bismillah, who knows? Give me some of the places where we should recite Bismillah. Before starting? Before you start, like what? Eating. What do we say? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before we, wudu. Right? Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah. Okay? And then when we, Entry, what do we say? Bismillah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Right? So before entering the bathroom. So the places entering the masjid. Bismillah, Allahumma. Allahumma ftahli abwaba rahmatik. Right? Waking up, we start off with Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Right? When a person is in pain, Bismillah. Bismillah. When you're about to get into a calamity, Bismillah. Right, right. A place where the hadith mentions, you know, if you have an area where it is hurting, you can put your hand and you can say Bismillah, 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 Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So it's just that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just phenomenal. We don't even recognize the value of it. It has something like crazy that it does to us. Okay. Before we start any kitab, right? Before we start anything of value, we start with Bismillah. If you notice that back in the day, in the olden days, if somebody would make a new house, they would put Bismillah, MashaAllah, on their houses. They would put that because they understood the value of that, right? They understood that there is some intrinsic power to this word. And when that power is internalized, then it helps that person in ways that you and I cannot imagine. So, Bismillah with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first introduction of Allah is His name Allah. The second are the two attributes or sifat of Allah that Allah introduces Himself us to. Ar-Rahman, the extremely merciful. Ar-Rahim, the ever merciful. There are lots and lots and lots of tafasir on this. The summary of that is Ar-Rahman is for general everyone. Ar-Rahim is specific to the believers. Okay? Right. Ar-Rahman, the second is Ar-Rahman, Allah's mercy in this world. Ar-Rahim, Allah has kept that mercy for the believers for Akhirah. Okay? He is Rahman to you, to me, to a non-Muslim, to everyone. But Ar-Rahim is the special mercy that Allah has kept, and inshallah Allah is going to use that special mercy on the day of. How much of this mercy is in this earth?
1%.
1%? Where'd you get that from? How much of the mercy Allah has sent down?
Is it 1/70th?
1/70th. Okay. So 1/70th is found in where? In the mother. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of the mother, 1/70th of that. Yes? Let me explain. So, Prophet saw a mother, right? And she had lost the baby, or the infant, or whatever. And he was walking around the toddler, and then eventually she found her. And she grabbed and started crying, "Oh my baby, oh my baby." And Rasulullah was looking and the Sahabas were looking. And he said, "Do you ever think that this mother is going to throw this child of his in fire?" And Sahaba said, "La ya Rasulullah, it's impossible. There's no way this." He said, "Then Allah is more merciful to us by 70 times than this mother to the child." Right? So for those people who have sometimes a bad opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are dealing with a very merciful Rabb. Extremely merciful. Right? There's a scholar who, you know, compiled this thing that, you know, how many opportunities of full repentance. Like in this entire year, Allah has given us so many opportunities where you can reset your entire clock. So you've had a bad last 5 years, 10 years, no problem. Right? No problem. Come Ramadan time, you can clarify that. You can go for Hajj, you can figure that out. Clarify that. You can fast on the day of Arafah. You can fast on the day of Ashura. There are so many. Al-Jum'ah ila al-Jum'ah, from one Jum'ah to other Jum'ah, all your minor sins forgiven. So there's no, and so you know, the scholars used to say it's almost impossible. And if somebody still makes it to hellfire, then that person really did not understand the deen. Right? Bismillah ar-Rahman. Allah is ar-Rahman, the extremely merciful, ar-Rahim, the ever merciful. Alhamdu, all praise. Alhamdu, all praise.
He was asking me to explain. Ar-Rahman is like brother, and Ar-Rahim is like, what is the difference? He was asking me to explain.
I did right now. So I said Ar-Rahman, Allah's mercy that encompasses everyone, okay. Believers and non-believers.
Oh, okay.
Ar-Rahim, only for believers. So one opinion is this is in dunya. The second is Ar-Rahman, Allah's mercy in this dunya for believers and non-believers. Ar-Rahim, the special mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to show to the believers only on the day of judgment. Okay. Alhamdu, all praise lillahi, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you ever think about it, whenever I praise you or you or you, you know, the ulama, they say, لو تسلسلت الحمد. If you were to do a chain of that, if you were to do a regress of that, I praise you. Why do I praise you? You did something good to me. Who put it in your heart to do something good for me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who gave you the tawfiq? Allah. Who gave you the power to do this? Allah. Who allowed your hands to move? Allah. Who allowed you to come and drive to do this good thing for me? Allah. So every praise, all praises, i.e. there is no praise on this earth that somebody praises except the chain of that praise goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all praise belongs to Allah. That's number one. Number two, if you and I, if one of us was to decide to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people who were more eloquent, they would have won the battle. The people who did not have eloquence, the people who did not have balagha, they did not have kalam, they were not able to elaborate and articulate the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a proper manner, those people would have been left behind. So the ulama, they say, Alhamdulillahi ala alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah that He told us to say Alhamdulillah. Because if He had not told us, right, then everybody would have been different. But now, the alim, the one who has written tons of books in Quran, and the one who doesn't know anything in a village, who has not even seen a mushaf, they all say the same word, Alhamdulillah. That's the pinnacle, that is the highest way that we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. Alhamdulillah. That's number one. Number two, Alhamdulillah, why all praise belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because there is nobody more mustahaq. There is nobody more worthy of the entire praise. Every single one of us, every single you, we have an element in which we can be praised in, but there are elements that we cannot be praised on. We all have elements of our lives that if other people find out, nobody is going to praise us. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no such element. He is hamd. I.e. praise is Him. There is no, He is the mustahaq. I.e. He is the most worthy of all the praises. Lastly, why all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. There is not a thing that Allah has created on this earth except يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. It praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does the tasbih of Allah and praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing in this world that has been created. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ If it is living or non-living, it praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what's the problem? What's the ayah after that? No. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ We just don't understand their tasbih. The tree praises, a tree praises. As a Muslim, we believe that the tree praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This table praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is used for good, even the animals, even the sea. Now imagine the whales in the sea. If a person seeks knowledge, then the animals in the water, the mammals in the water, they all make dua for the one who's seeking knowledge. Sacred knowledge. If we are seeking sacred knowledge, those animals make dua for you. And they make dua for the one who is muallim al-nas al-khayr, the one who is teaching good things to people. Every animal, ajib, this world is operating in ways we don't understand. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all praises in the samawat and the earth. Then Allah says, فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ And these praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they become more profound at the morning time and the evening time. I.e. at the sunset. Have you ever heard the birds? Morning time, evening time. It becomes so profound. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and another in Surah Qasas, he says, هُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ He is Allah. لا إله إلا هو There is no one, no other إله other than him. لا إله إلا هو له الحمد في الأولى All praise to him in the beginning when there was nothing. والآخرة And in the end, all praises are still going to be for him. The second meaning, Allah belong, all praises for him were in this dunya. And on the day of judgment, all praises are also going to be belong are also going to belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where in Surah Az-Zumar, the last ayah. How does it begin?
Last ayah
of Surah Az-Zumar, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِّينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْأَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ Towards the end, when everything, Allah's like, on that day, وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِّينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْأَرْشِ You're going to see the angels, they would have surrounded the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ That day, they're going to do the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ And what are they going to say? No. No. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Allah is like, in the end, all the decrees, وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ All the qada, everything, jannah, jahannam, everywhere thing is going to be settled. And then even at that moment, وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Even on that day, after all of the qada, we will enter jannah, inshaAllah. Right? And with our old families. And when we enter Jannah, Allah is like, Usdinbi, that day, وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ On that day also, there is going to be Alhamdulillah. So, as Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, إِنَّ أُمَّتِي الْحَمَّادُونَ My nation is the nation of praise. How many times a day do we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? At least at the minimum 17 times. And if you pray the two rak'ahs of Fajr and three of Isha, then 17 plus 5, what is it? 22, right? And if you do the additional 12, Right? Additional 12, then at least 34 times a day. 34 times a day we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then if you enter your house and you come out, you go in and out, you go here, you go there, you wake up, you sit, at least 50 times a day on throughout our life, drinking glass of water, drinking, eating food 3 times a day, there is not a time except we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the sifa of us. It's very cold, right? Nice, but it keeps you guys awake. It keeps you awake. I once attended a training program and they put the temperature down to 65. And they kept the temperature to 65 and they would not allow you to wear jackets. And everybody was awake. They were like fully alert, right? At 65. So, inshallah, you need the shawl? Alhamdulillah. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabb, He is the Rabb, Al-Alameen of all the worlds. Okay. We'll stop over here. Again, because we spent time setting up the thing. Next week, we'll listen to the sabak. We'll do the next sabak and we'll do the tafsir of the entire Surah Fatiha combined together, inshallah, bi-idhnillah. If you have any questions or anything, then please let me know. Yes? What do you mean, 10 minutes?
9:30.
It's okay. I know. I can see the time. It's okay. We're good. If you have any questions. Now, how do you memorize the sabak? That I can tell you is very simple. You are going to literally read A'udhu, I seek refuge, but I want you to see the words. A'udhu, I seek refuge, billahi in Allah, min against a shaytan, the shaytan, ar-rajim, the stoned. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdu, all praise, lillahi, to Allah, Rabb, al-alameen, the worlds. Ar-Rahman, the extremely merciful, ar-Rahim, the ever merciful. You will see, as you recite this, you're going to read this English and the Arabic. After the 10 recitations, 10 repetitions, you're going to cover. And then you're going to be able to repeat. For some of you, after 10, you will be good. For some of you, if your wives have given you too much tasks, then you will probably need 20. Right? If your bosses have given you too much tasks, then you might need 30. Right? But around 30. And the best way to do it is aim for after 2 salahs. Pick any salah, whether it is Fajr. I would say Fajr, and then I would say a salah that you pray at work or somewhere when the kids are not there, maybe Zuhr, or it could be Fajr and Isha, where you have time. You can take a picture of this too, right? So you can take a photo, you have it on the phone, if you don't want to, if the sabak. But then you have to, and the way this works is whichever times you have selected, put an alarm on the phone. Okay, put the alarm on the phone. This way, the alarm will go off. You know that I need to do 5 times. So if you aim for 5 times, literally 1 page, 5 times, it's probably going to take you 3 minutes. But 3 minutes and 3 minutes, but combined over 7 days, that's 21 minutes. And eventually, that spaced repetition will allow you to have all of those words memorized. Now, what is the benefit of this? The benefit of this is eventually, there's something magical that happens in your brain. It's just like a child. They pick up a language. Nobody teaches them grammar. Nobody teaches them the context of how to use the word, how to use the sentence. But if they hear it enough times, the brain is smart enough to understand the grammatical syntax of the language, if the brain understands the words. So around, if you do 20 times the sabak, around the second juz, towards the end of second juz, is where the brain opens up. And around the fourth juz, then we can speed up and we can do like sometimes like 2 pages and you guys will be able to, because most of those words are going to be so repeated that you'll be able to understand. Okay. Now, the beautiful thing about this sipara also is towards the end, if you guys go to the end, page 170. Okay. Page 170. So what we're going to do is one of the columns, we will memorize one of the columns, okay, over the weekend. Now, this is basically additional cherry on the cake, which you may not be able to see how this puzzle is being fulfilled, but if you just follow this, right, common nouns in this sipara, and let's go through these nouns and you memorize these nouns, okay? The earth, ard means earth, akhira means hereafter, bani means children, haq means right or truth, khair means all of these possible words, and you memorize them. And so the second homework that we have is the common nouns, right? I think there are what, like 12? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15. So 15 common nouns. If we just memorize these 15 common nouns, then as we go through the rest of the Quran, you'll see the rest of the juz, those common nouns will be covered, inshallah, and it will help us. Again, we're going to get into all of the other pronouns, all of this. Like, this is simplified, applied grammar. So this is all, if you've done grammar before, this is going to be easy for you, but this is now applying it directly, so that next time when we come across these things, we'll be able to understand, inshallah. Any questions about this? Sabaq, yes. Sabaqa, yes. Yes. Sabiq.
So, Sheikh, just one
question.
Si. So when you say Rabbul Alameen, of the words...
We're going to cover that next week. We didn't cover that.
And we're also covering Sama versus Jannah.
Sorry?
At some point we also covered the... Because we had a question regarding what is the Sama and what is the Jannah.
We're going to cover all of that. Yeah. And again, if there are specific questions, then I can elaborate more on that. Again, as I said, this is going to be functional tafsir. So we will... This is like Surah Al-Kahf is more elaborative tafsir. Like, how many ayahs we did? Two in 1 hour. Okay, so Surah Al-Kahf is, we did two ayahs in 1 hour. So that is more elaborative tafsir, where we are going into every single possible meaning. What are the possible meanings? If there is a fiqh ruling or a fiqh chapter attached to that word, then we'll go into that word. But these are going to be concise. So I'm going to keep, I'm going to keep my tafsir sessions in between 20 to 25 minutes. So the idea is you should be able to understand the text of the Quran and the text that we have in front of you. That text we are able to understand. That would be the purpose of that. Okay, inshallah. All right. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasmin kathira wa barik allahumma ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha anta waliyuha mawlahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma anfa'na bima 'allamtana wa 'allimna bima yanfa'una wa zidna 'ilman ya karim. Allahumma anfa'na bima 'allamtana wa 'allimna ma yanfa'una wa zidna 'ilman ya karim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka 'ilman nafi'a وأملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا يا رب العالمين وقلبا خاشعا يا رب العالمين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها يا رب العالمين. اللهم انشر علينا رحمتك وانشر علينا حكمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم انشر علينا رحمتك وانشر علينا حكمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ألهمنا بفتوح العارفين يا رب العالمين. وصل اللهم تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. بارك الله فيكم.